these days, many newspapers have stopped printing, either opting to go online or go out of business. But weekly papers are still delivered to many small towns in southwest Michigan. WMUK's Nancy Camden went to Paw Paw to see what's up at the Courier Leader.
We post the obits when we get them, so those are on the website daily. We're a weekly, a small town weekly, and this is as fast as we go.
In a small community, people depend on the weekly newspaper for local news. The Paw Paw Courier Leader's editor carries on a long tradition.
The newspaper in Paw Paw is very old. The first one started in 1843. I'm Robin Griffin, and we have the Courier Leader, which is a weekly newspaper, and the Paw Paw Flashes, which is a weekly shopper's guide. My dad bought it in 1957. He was the editor until, I don't know the exact year, but until his health wouldn't let him do it anymore. Everybody knew who he was. He was on the sidelines at every ball game. He was at the village council meetings. He was at the school board meetings. The business owners, half of them went to high school here and grew up together and all knew each other and went to coffee every day at 10 o'clock. Dad would join them and come back with a handful of ads for the paper on napkins or the menus or whatever. My favorite day of the week was Thursdays. That was when the presses were running. I mean, you could hardly hear anything else. There was that rhythm to it. He'd come out with that first stack and he'd plop them on the counter and they were ready for sale that minute. They would still even be damp. The whole office smelled like ink and I liked that smell. Printing is done in Greenville. Printers are fewer and farther between these days. You know, when that paper comes back every week, I like to flip the pages, and I like the feel of it. I like to have it in my hand. I like print.
There goes Paul, so we're not going to catch him.
Where are we now?
It's the production room where the salespeople and the reporters have their little cubbies. It used to be a layup room. As you can see, we have the light tables, but we do not use those anymore. Everything's on the computers.
So this is this week's paper. How many pages usually?
12 to 14.
It looks like you have county things that are happening and city things and also Mattawan there.
We cover Lawton, Mattawan, Lawrence, and Goebbels as well.
What are things that are in today's paper that you can just plan on being there every week? What topics?
High school sports is definitely in there every week.
My name is Robert Hindenock, and everybody knows me as Butch, and I'm a Paw Paw High School sports writer for the Courier Leader.
Why do you think a small town newspaper is important?
They always used to say that everyone knows what's going on in a small town, but you read the paper to see if they got caught. it's important because that's where people really get hometown information, which isn't so available anymore anywhere else. But people always discuss what they saw in the paper.
We're a weekly. You are not going to scoop anybody, you know, so I don't feel that we have to be first on the scene, but we have to get it right when we put it out there because, you know, there's always a chance that you could hurt somebody with what you've said if you haven't gone through all of your channels and made sure that everything is right. People live in a small town because it has that little heartbeat, that pace that is different than even Kalamazoo. So I think it's okay that a newspaper has that little feel.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.